You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
With the heat, people start thinking of summer vacation and getting away. And an interesting story that's out, Jer, about what people insist on doing before going on vacation.
Yeah, a new poll found that 75% of Americans prefer to clean their house before they go on vacation because they don't want to come home to total filth. And I can so relate to this because, sweet knickknack, my wife has to scour the house before we go on vacation. We're talking bathrooms, laundry, vacuums, beds have to be made. Like, she wants to come home to a clean house because she's like, as soon as we come back, we're going to have work with laundry and unpacking. And all hell broke loose over this Memorial Day weekend where we were gone for 3 days and we didn't have time to clean before we left.
Oh, boy.
And we came home and opened the door from the garage and walked into the house, and a smell hit us. It was a pungent smell. And she's like, what the hell is that? And after much sniffing around, we had left all the dishes and just kind of piled up in the sink, and we'd had some, like, meat product before we left, and the sink was smelling so bad. And you know, when you leave, you kick off your AC, so the house was warm and the smell. And it was that's like all I heard about for the past, you know, like 2 days.
We should turn off your AC altogether.
Well, you bump it up to like what, 76 or something. House was warm when we walked in because nobody's there. We don't have any pets there to worry about. Yeah, so I heard about it. We should have cleaned. I didn't have time. That's all right. Just throw in the dishwasher. Run it through twice.
This runs into the same category as what we're dealing with today because we have a cleaning lady, cleaning company that comes about every 6 weeks. And so always the night before, we all have to straighten up the house. And it's not like hardcore cleaning before the cleaning people come. But I know several listeners are nodding their heads right now saying, yeah, I'm the same way. If the maid's coming, if the cleaning company is coming, I've got to clean up first. And other people hear that and they say, that's so stupid. What are you paying these people for? Well, I'm paying them for like a deeper clean, but I also have pride. Don't you got any pride?
All I hear is first world problems. First world problems.
Right.
Do you guys also complain that you got to take a shower before you go get a massage? Or I can't find anything in the fridge. It's too full.
Yeah, right. I think it's just a pride thing. Nobody wants to have somebody, like if any, you know, like if the bug guy is coming over to the house or if a plumber is coming to the house or anything like that. You know, you got to clean up the house. And it's the same thing with the cleaning people. There's no difference.
You don't want any pubes laying around for sure. You got to get that swept up.
Oh, my goodness.
You really don't, Dom.
So, anyway, the vacation thing makes total sense to me.
It does. And I will say, it did feel different coming home from Memorial Day and having the house kind of in disarray. It didn't feel as good because now you have the stress of unpacking and cleaning the house on top of it. I do like coming home from a long trip and just having everything in its place. You can see the lines in the carpet, you know, from vacuuming before you left. And it's nice.
I guess I'm not that crazy about it. But you know what's funny is that the actual differences between couples and their home from vacation methods. Because when I walk in, like the trip from this past weekend, when I got back Sunday afternoon or Monday afternoon, the first thing I did was take my suitcase upstairs, dump all the clothes out, and then immediately go and put them all in the washing machine. It's like I do laundry within 30 minutes of walking back in the door. And Gretch sometimes will just leave her little carry-on suitcase on the floor of her room for like 2-3 days, doesn't even touch it.
I don't like and that, especially if you bring home bed bugs. Then they're just there festering. You got to get that stuff in the wash.
I can't even wrap my brain around like leaving that. It's like the very first thing I do is unpack and laundry. And it's just my routine. I don't know if that's an OCD thing or whatever the hell it is. I've learned over
the
years.
Just like clean pants.
Right. I've learned over the years I cannot use those three letters without somebody sending hateful, mad text messages. So maybe it's not OCD. Maybe it's
some of the best messages we get, though, like the most perfect spelling and punctuation and very OCD messages as well.